1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Bleed Help checking in, man. AKA Calvin Lewis. BKA, call me what you want. Just don't call the people. And you know how I do, I get straight to it. Man, I want to say moment of silence for one of our fallen soldiers, Kevin Samuels. Rest in love, rest in power to Kevin Samuels, man. If you don't know who he is, he became viral on the internet as of like last year because he was speaking more so to women about them being realistic in their relationship goals and them being realistic about what they want out of life when it comes to a relationship and when it comes to a husband. And he received a lot of backlash for it. A lot of women wanted him canceled because he was going against the grain of what they wanted to hear. He was telling them, let's be realistic. How do you want a high value man? How do you want a man of moral and high value if you're not that yourself? How do you want a man as such who's making all this money if you're not making all this money, or if you're not submissive, if you're not a woman pretty much? And a lot of women, you know, took that in the negative light. But I feel like we needed that. That's what we needed as men, because real men really didn't get offended. Real people didn't get offended. If you was a real person, you did not get offended by what he's saying, because you know it was truth. It was truth to what he was saying. And it's just crazy to me how when this man died, you got women online who's celebrating his death. You got women online who's happy that he's died because he was going against the grain. Because he was telling women to be real, get real. But prior to him blowing up and getting a lot of exposure, he was talking to men about the same thing for 3 years straight on YouTube. And nobody listened. Nobody really listened. He never blew up off that. But once he started talking about women, that's when he blew up. And it's just crazy because I feel like we needed that type of truth. We needed that type of honesty in today's world. A lot of people kind of get fucked up and thinking like this what life's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to be with a man. This is how it's supposed to be. He's supposed to make a lot of money. He got to be tall, 6 feet, six pack, six earners, six dick. Nah, man. They be wanting a lot of things. Women be very unrealistic. And I just feel like he told the truth. I learned a lot from watching his YouTube and listening to his stuff. I've learned a lot about relationships and what I should look for in a woman, and the type of things that I need to do as a man, because there's not too many people out there that's speaking the truth. There's not too many people that's breaking the matrix. Everybody's going with the flow, having fun, going with the flow, not really putting too much thought into the finance aspects of things. And I believe, you know, that honestly his death was they had to take him out. They had to take him out. Something had to happen to him, because it's like he had a voice and he was becoming very big. He had a following. And people were really taking heed to what he was saying and really listening and following his teachings. But I believe they took him out, man. Let's be honest, bro, because it seemed like everybody who, any black man that got a voice or some type of following or go against the matrix, they mysteriously die, and he died mysteriously. They say he died from a cardiac arrest. He was with a woman. But the thing was, his overall goal and message was to get the black community back together. He wanted the black community to come together, get married, start a family, finish what you created with your baby daddy, with your baby mama. That was his whole goal, was to really bring black families back together. He was more so focused on black people than anything, and black women. And that's what the fuck we need, bro, because Who on the internet talking like this? Nobody on the internet is talking like this. Nobody is really post any content in that type of manner, you know what I'm saying, to where they trying to bring us back together as black people. They hate that shit, bruh. They had to silence him. The women who online who celebrating his death are very sick individuals, and are mentally ill, and definitely need to go see a goddamn therapist, because it's like, do y'all not want to be responsible for nothing? Do y'all not want to have no type of accountability? You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to do better, bro. It's crazy. Y'all gotta do fucking better. The people who celebrate his death are mentally fucked up. But it's like, his overall message was to bring families back together, bring the black families back together. And that's what I believe. That's what I stand for. And we got to keep that going, man. All the black men out there, goddamn me. All the black women, we got to keep this shit going. Rest in power to Kevin Samuels. Bleed help. Out.